Thank you for calling Gunderson Sioux Falls. This is Celeste. How can I help you?
Well, hey there, beautiful. How are you?
Hey, Tammy. How's it going?
Oh, you know, just fighting off a sickness, but I can't say I'm sick, you know? It's just how it is this time of year.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's the best, you know.
Every time.
Uh-huh. How are you? How's everything going?
It's going all right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Starting to pick up a little bit?
On watches.
Not quite on jewelry yet, huh?
Not yet on jewelry.
It'll happen. It's that time of year.
It will.
It comes in the next 2 weeks, so.
Well, it's either feast or famine.
Always. Always. But who do we got there today?
I've got Amanda, Bryce, Danielle, Michelle. All
right. What about Danielle? Is she freed up?
I will check. Give me just a second, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Hello, miss. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, another day in Diamond Paradise.
Yeah? Is your voice okay?
Oh, a little sickness, but, you know, we can't be sick this time of year, so we just push through.
Right.
How's everything going over there?
It's moving along, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's just so many moving parts and so many things and...
Well,
you know,
that's what happens, you know? It's feast or famine, right?
It's that time of the year.
It is. It is. But what's new?
Nothing crazy yet. I'm still waiting on one last repair to come back for my 2-carat princess so I can pitch those to him.
Okay.
Because I want to knock him all out in one go because they're traveling
mm-hmm.
to come in to do that stuff, so... Doing that, and then I tried convincing somebody of a natural, and they did not take the bait, so that kind of stunk.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to think. I thought I had a lab opportunity. Oh, I had. So remember that healthy emerald 2-carat?
Mm-hmm.
So they came back in, I chatted with them, they're good friends of mine, and it sounds like we're going to refocus that and probably look for a diamond closer to, I want to say, like, March.
Okay.
So that will get put on the burner, back burner for March. We'll do that, and then... I have a couple bridles that I'm sending tabs out for, but I haven't received anything yet, so I'm not, like, getting overly excited about bringing in stones.
Right, you're just kind
of
waiting.
Because most of them, well, yeah, most of them are freaking labs. Lab.
Right.
So,
and
yeah.
And it's funny, because it's even getting harder and harder to find lab right now. It's crazy.
Is that not wild?
It is. It's crazy.
So, and then, hey, just out of curiosity, because so much has changed, is the trend still projecting that labs are going down in price?
It's kind of like both.
Plateauing?
It's like both. Like, some companies are going down to, like, try to, like, capture all the sales, and some are going up to try to stay alive.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it just kind of depends on the company's preference and how they're counteracting everything that's going on.
Yeah, and, like, how many they have.
Current
mm-hmm.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. It's kind of
okay.
Crazy. Like, we're kind of seeing it all over the place. Like, yeah, like, some are more expensive, some are less expensive, some are, it's literally, like, a hit or miss.
That's wild.
Like, some shapes are way more expensive, some are less. You know what I mean? Like, rounds, cheap. Cheap as hell.
Oh, sweet.
Elongated anything? Not. You know?
Yeah, they're definitely on popularity. Well, and I was talking to Mark about that the other day, and I didn't realize, like, price of natural diamonds based on shape also changes with trends.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Like, marquees, so expensive right now.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Where we think, like, oh, they all just fluctuate the same. No, they don't. They do not at all.
Well, you would think it's a diamond. It's just cut into a different shape. But I guess supply and demand, I mean, you'd be stupid not to.
Right. Even, like, the discount on, like, SI1s, SI2s is less than the discount on, like, VS stones.
That's bonkers.
Because less people look for the VS stones because they're more expensive. But technically, the discount is higher.
Yes, because, yeah, you don't have to worry about... Are you talking about, like, the wrap discount?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because those people, like, want them because they're more expensive.
Right. Oh, my God.
So you can technically get a better deal, usually, on a VS stone than you can on an SI1, SI2, because nicer goods are, you know,
that's
more expensive.
That's crazy. That's crazy, crazy.
You live in a very crazy world, girl.
Well, if you ever find a 1 carat of $100 lab round, let me know.
Okay.
If you ever find something, it looks really great, but it's just really cheap for whatever the reason may be.
Let you know.
Yeah, more for me. I want to just put together a really simple solitaire necklace for myself.
Yeah.
And I think setting it with a lab diamond, do it like sterling silver lab diamond or even 10 carat with a lab diamond.
Yeah.
Just to have something nice for every day for work. Because I have a little like charm style necklace that I'm building right now, which is becoming really fun because I just thrifted 2 pendants yesterday.
Ooh.
They're just little bitty sterling pendants, but one is a really cute little cross and then the other one is like a coin medallion look.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of, like, Mayan calendar type.
Yeah.
But I stacked those with my confirmation pendant, which is, like, a round pendant with an impression. And then I got a little bead charm from John Hardy for free with my incentive money.
Oh,
so I was like, ain't no way I'm paying $250 for that.
Right, right. No, I get it.
But I've just, now I've stacked them all together, and they kind of, like, jingle when I move, and I'm like, oh, this is what I wanted.
No, I just wanted to see how you guys are doing. Obviously, I'm not feeling the best, but, you know, just kind of checking in.
Well, you can do all your check-ins and then go home, right?
No. Yeah, right. I wish.
That sucks.
But is there anything else you need at the moment, or does anybody else need anything at the moment? I know I am struggling on finding lab marquees for Bryce.
Lab marquees for Bryce.
It's impossible to find right now or to snag right now.
Oh, shit. Well, hopefully something will magically appear. And
that's what I'm trying. I'm literally looking every day. I'm like, did we get any? Did we get any? Did we get any? Did we get any?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
It's impossible. It's insane.
Well, good thing I got mine when I did.
I know. I know. Trust me. I know. I literally, like, I'm looking right now. We had... Let's see. We own 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, and they are all out on memo and not coming back.
People are like, why should we give them back to you?
Exactly.
Bryce, you should convince them to go with a duchess. Yeah, like an elongated hex step, or I think there's elongated hex brilliance, too. Convince them to do that instead of a marquee. Gosh. Okay.
My God.
Damn it.
Well, let me know if anybody needs anything, and I will talk to you guys soon then, I suppose.
That sounds plain, girly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cast around the word. Have them call me. Okay?
Will do. Send me pictures if you put furniture in your apartment.
I will. I'm getting there.
I might have to just make a trip out in January, huh?
I know. Trust me, I wish.
Help you move and
you
thrift
should.
And finish up.
You
honestly,
should.
I'm considering. I need to get
fun.
Out of town for a couple days, so.
It'd be fun.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll get some flights. Flying right now is just the biggest nightmare.
Girl, I know. Trust me, I know.
My mom can't travel anywhere in one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know. I'll talk to you soon.
Will
okay?
do. All right.
All right, babe.
Feel better.
Bye. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.